Are you a church leader struggling to fit in? Are you a pastor's wife who looks like she has it all together on the outside, but is drowning on the inside? Do you feel completely undeserving of your position or your role in your church? Are you exhausted from attempting to fit into this mold of the ideal pastor's wife or ministry leader? Are you ready to chuck unrealistic expectations and embrace a healthier church led by healthy leaders? If your answer is yes to any of these questions, well, you're in luck because we wrote a book. It's called Pastor's Wives Tell All, Navigating Real Church Life with Honesty and Humor. And we wrote this book for you. In today's episode, we are going to give you a sneak peek into the content of our book, share what gifts we are giving away for those who pre-order the book, and tell you about all of the fun prizes we are giving away in our book launch team. So let's get to it.
Jessica.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Stephanie.
And you are listening to Pastor's Wives Tell All,
a podcast by pastor's wives for church leaders and anyone desiring to take a peek inside our glass house.
We are breaking down walls and crushing pastor's wives' stereotypes within the church.
We want pastor's wives and other ministry leaders to know that they are not alone in this. Plus, this is basically therapy for the three of us with a whole lot of dance parties. Woo, 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 woo.
Y'all, I still can't believe that we wrote a book.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is crazy.
And it's nuts.
Wow, it's exciting.
I think we need to tell them why we wrote it.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all, first of all, we wrote it because we haven't found a lot of resources for pastors' wives that are actually raw and vulnerable, being honest about the hard things that the pastor's family can and probably will face. Because there's a whole lot of difficult things that happen.
For sure. And because being hurt by people in the church is trending. It truly, truly is. And we crave healing from these wounds inflicted by church people and church leadership.
And because our children, spouses, and lives are far from perfect, despite carrying a title of leadership. And we cannot expect our church members to be honest about their sins if we aren't.
Yeah. And ultimately, we don't want you to feel like you are all alone and you're isolated. So this book is for the church leader and truly just for the church.
Yeah,
absolutely.
In this book, we discuss areas of ministry life we wish someone had talked with us about before we became pastors.
Yes. Absolutely. And there's definitely probably 10 things, like major things that we mention in this book, even though there's 15 chapters, y'all.
15?
But 10 really big topics.
Yeah, for sure. The first thing that we wish somebody had mentioned to us is on our identity, what it is and what it isn't.
Mm. Yeah. And when you say that, Jenna, I really, gosh, why did it take my 30s to figure out who my identity lies in?
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I hope that this book will help those teenagers, those 20 somethings, to figure out who they are in Christ before they even get into ministry as well, because it's hard enough trying to navigate this life and not know who we are in Christ. Like, for it is ultimately the most important thing. If we don't know whose we are, then we really are going to struggle.
And it's easier to say that than to just do it. Because I know a lot of us are telling people in the church, like, know whose you are. But then it's like we don't actually understand how to do that. And we're going to talk about that in the book.
Yeah. We really want to help you live out that calling that God has called you to. And one of the other things that, I don't know, might have a lot in the chapter about me, is how many foot in the mouth moments, we would face and how to handle them. Oh my goodness. The younger Jessica needed this book.
So. Even the older Stephanie needs this book.
Yes. There's some funny stories. Man, that time I fought with a grandmother in Barnes & Noble.
You did that.
Or something.
Or some of those text messages you sent. Well, you'll have to read the book for that.
For sure. Or yelling across the volleyball court. So many things. So many things, guys.
So many stories.
Don't want to miss that chapter.
Exactly. Also, we discuss how exhausted we feel, where it comes from, and why sometimes we just need to skip church, y'all. And don't crucify us yet. Okay. Read the book first.
You got to read the book
first. You got to read it. But yeah, it's okay to skip church, y'all. And we talk about why.
Yeah. And we don't mean consistently. So once again, no crucifying. Yeah. Read the book.
Okay. And one of the things that I love is the pastors are human and we will sometimes fail at parenting. I think that this is something that we are very vulnerable about in the book. Mm-hmm. And on our podcast as well, we have to share the stories of our mess ups. If we don't share the stories of our mess ups, then how are we going to learn? And how are other people going to learn if they think that we are the perfect parents when we walk into church and our kids have it all together? Oh, you know?
Mm-hmm. And speaking of kids, we also talk about that pressure that our kids feel and how to lead them to Jesus without pushing them so much that they end up hating the church and not wanting to be there at all.
Because that happens a lot. We have seen that. And I remember thinking, like, why does this happen? Well, we've learned a lot along the way, and we think we've figured out some things, and we want to share it with y'all. Yeah. Things that we wish we had known about parenting. And not just that, but about being a spouse.
Yeah.
And the trouble that would come with that as well, being a wife.
Sure. Well, and I think this is one of the chapters on the parenting and the PK kids that I'm going to continue to go back to. Mm-hmm. I think that's the beautiful thing about the book is I'm going to keep reading that chapter because I'm going to have to remind myself of that.
There's a lot.
Yeah. For sure. One of the other chapters is on the pastor wife can go to counseling too. Mm-hmm. We are not just there to counsel, but to be counseled. And I think that is huge, and it's a stigma that has been around for a long time. And I know, like, the generation before us, counseling was not talked about.
Therapy was not a thing.
Yeah.
Or something was wrong with you if you went to therapy. Like, hello, none of us are perfect. We all need some of that in our lives.
The Bible even says to seek out wise counsel. So we kind of go deeper. I know we've mentioned that on the podcast, but in the book, we talk a little bit more deeply about this and how we wish someone had told us to do this.
Yeah.
And I would say one of the other things that we really hone in on is the loneliness that we can feel in ministry, especially when you've like moved away from home and you're starting all over in a new culture, city, just all of it. It can be really isolating. It can be hard to figure out how to make friends. And so we talk about, like, realistically, how do you make friends in a place that you feel like you don't fit?
Yeah.
It's somewhere new. What do you do? Like, what's the next step? And I love that we talk about that.
Yeah. For sure. I think one of the other things that we talk about that I think is so huge is spiritual abuse that's happening within the church and also church hurt. It is happening a lot. And we really want to help you find healing on the other side of that hurt. So you don't end up leaving the church, but you dig deeper and abide even closer to Jesus to get you through that, to find counseling and just prayer, and that the Lord will fight for you. So I think it's a chapter that is needed. Yeah. I think a whole book can be written. We could have written so much more in this chapter.
Absolutely. For sure. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we talk about is how embracing your calling outside the church is allowed, guys. It's okay.
And you have them.
Yes, absolutely. We all have things that we do outside of the church, and that's fine. And I think a lot of pastors' wives and ministry leaders' wives get a bad rap for not being 100% on board, or not on board, but just on, even if they're not on staff, sometimes that's kind of like, what, you know? But
like, we have to be at every single thing. Like, you have to be
at every single thing, do all the things. But, you know, it's okay for us to have our callings outside of church because God called us to those things too.
Yeah.
Preach it.
Shoot.
And last but not least is we really, truly want you to know that you can be your true, crazy self and that God wants to use you just the way you are and that you have been called. And we really want you to embrace who you are. If you are that quiet, meek person, and that is your personality, then rock it, girl. If you are crazy and loud, there is a place for you to be silly and funny and all the things. Yes. Like, I think it's a great way to end the book of talking about it and bringing it down to the, it's not the end of the book, but
it's not bringing, quite the end, but yeah,
but
it's
bringing it home of going back to your identity and who you are. Once you figure out who you are in Jesus, then you're going to be able to be free and be yourself.
Yeah.
100%. Absolutely.
I think this would be a good point. We are going to give you a little sneak peek into the book. So I'm just going to read just a few paragraphs, like three paragraphs from our introduction in the book.
Which is my favorite.
Yeah.
I love it so
just
much.
So you can hear a little bit of the tone that it was written in, get you a little sneak peek. So here we go. All right. They say getting a tattoo is addictive. Once you've felt the sting of that needle and experienced the pure ecstasy of seeing your body transform into a literal piece of art before your eyes, there's no going back. Literally, of course, because what's done is most assuredly, positively, D-O-N-E, done. But there's also a realization that there is no going back to the person you were before this monumental change. You've officially joined the club, the unofficial Tatted Up Club. We're sure there's a t-shirt for that somewhere. You have stepped into a new phase of life, one where you are simultaneously unafraid of change and dedicated to permanence, as you have just experienced one of the most permanent changes of your life. It's a beautiful juxtaposition of sorts. This is what being a pastor's wife is like, a permanent change in your life that marks you. It leaves a lasting impression, whether completely awkward, like a tattoo chosen in an impulsive stupor, or gloriously meaningful, like a tattoo that's been wrestled with and prayed over for years before taking the plunge. Once you've witnessed behind-the-scenes church and ministry life, there's no unseeing it. Let's get real. Church people are messy. Pastors' wives are messy. Every person who has ever served the church in any capacity is messy. We are all imperfect, hard to get along with at times, stubborn and selfish. It's the sad reality of being flawed human beings. Don't believe us? If you are void of all imperfection, you might want to stop here and pack it up, sister, because this book ain't for you. Excuse our grammar. The three of us, Jenna, Jessica, and Stephanie, are women who have been marked in the deepest of ways by the title Pastor's Wife. And there's more, but you're going to have to get the book.
That's right.
You sure are.
Y'all, that gives me chills every time. It's red. Yeah. Like I just love the introduction so much.
Yeah,
the whole book, but the introduction too.
Yes. Definitely. And there's definitely more to the introduction. That literally was only like three paragraphs. Yes.
For sure.
So,
so exciting.
Y'all gotta dive in and hear all the things.
Hey friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
We really did pour out our heart and souls into this book. And let me tell you, right now, you can pre-order the book. Now we're getting close to the release date, which is when? Y'all tell them.
April 30th.
That's right. Dun, dun, dun. But here's the deal. Pre-ordering matters. And let me tell you why. Pre-ordering tells the bookstores that this is a book women want. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's kind of like the Instagram algorithm. We'll think of it that way. The more people who purchase it, the more women who will see it. Yeah. That's basically how Amazon and all these other places work. And then when the bookstores see like, oh, they're ranking kind of high, I think people want this book, right? There's got to be hype across social media. And I hate that it's like that now, because I feel like there's a lot of excellent writers whose books just aren't getting seen because there's not as much hype around it. So sadly, like, that just kind of needs to happen for more people to get their hands on the book. We also need a launch team. And a launch team is basically a group of you, our listeners, and people who follow along with us on social media who believe in the message of this book to create the hype necessary for potential readers to click the order button and for bookstores to take notice and add our book to their shelves. Yes. Okay? You are our people. Okay.
So get hyped.
Get hyped. You're the ones who are going to create a buzz around our book. Okay. Nobody else can do it like you can. Yeah. And we honestly believe in this message so much and want as many women as possible to be set free from unrealistic expectations and to be able to walk confidently in their callings.
Yes.
And we cannot do this without you. So our question is, will you help us get our book into as many hands as possible by pre-ordering the book, sharing about it with a friend, asking your library and or local bookstore to carry the book, and maybe thinking about joining our launch team? So first of all, if you just pre-order the book, okay, you can do this on our website, pastorswivestellall.com. You can find it all the places, honestly. You can search for it at Target, at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, like you can find it in all the places. But just if you order it and then go to our website and click the link that says to claim your pre-order gifts, okay, you'll kind of see a link there, then you will receive several gifts from us. First of all, you're going to get the Audible version of the book for free.
Woo-woo. Okay.
And when this episode is out and you're hearing us do this, I believe we will actually be in Atlanta recording the Yay. Audible version. So it will come to you as soon as that is available. Also, you're going to get these really cute exclusive lock screens for your phone. And we tried to make sure they were extra cute. Thank you, Jenna, for
your match the
beautifulness.
Color scheme of the book.
The color scheme of the book. Yeah, they're super cute. You also get exclusive encouragement cards that once again kind of go along with the theme of the book and the colors. And you're going to be entered into our monthly giveaways. So right now, like every month, we've had different winners of different things. I think one person won a coaching call with us. Mm-hmm. Someone else won a super cute cup from...
It was a Simple Modern Cup.
Yes, a Simple Modern Cup. Super adorable. And there have been other things along the way, like t-shirts and such. So if you hurry, you can at least be in the April giveaway.
Yes.
Which at this point, I don't even know what that's going to be. Should we make a decision right here as they're listening what they're going to get in April? Mm. Oh, it should be something good. We should tell them right now.
What shall it be?
Okay, guys, we've got it. I know it. I know what it is. This is what we're going to do. We are going to give away for the month of April to one of the people who pre-orders our book. We're going to give away a 30-minute coaching call with us and a gift card to your choice of Amazon, Target, or Starbucks.
Yeah.
Something that can be done online and can be emailed to you and you can use it right away. So
can I register?
I literally was thinking the same thing. I was like, I would love a Target gift card.
I feel that. Me too. Samesies. But also, okay, along with pre-ordering the book right now, our launch team has just begun. And I think it's like today. But if you still want to join the launch team, we will let some more people in.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on.
You can go ahead and join today. And when you do, basically, you're going to get a private Facebook group with us. It is a little bit more personal in there because it's just not as many people as like on our page. And we've already been interacting with some people on there. Yeah. And we will be putting different posts and videos that you will not see on Instagram or anywhere else. We're just going to have some special things for our launch team. And that launch team is just going to help us get the word out about the book, write reviews on Amazon, Goodreads, things like that. You can see all the information when you click the link in our show notes. We will have something there for you to sign up for the launch team. And let's not forget that every week on the launch team, there's going to be prizes for them as well that are different than everywhere else.
So many prizes and fun things.
I know. I just love giving stuff away. It makes people happy, which makes me happy.
Oh my goodness, guys, it's real. And we know that we could not do this without, first of all, Jesus and the calling that he's placed on our lives, but also you, the listener, the friend that has been part of our meetups, that's been part of our retreats, that have followed us on social media and DM'd us with encouragement. and listened faithfully. We could not do this without y'all. And mm-hmm. you are part of our family, no yeah. matter if you're a pastor wife or church leader or someone just in the church or outside the church. Yeah. We mm-hmm. love you all. And we're so grateful for this opportunity. And so please be praying for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And pray for this book that it gets into all of the hands. Man, I was talking with my husband the other day and I was like, I pray that this goes outside of America.
Absolutely. You know,
I want this yeah. to go to Europe, to go to Asia, to mm-hmm. go to Africa, if possible. You know, who knows what the Lord has. If it's just for America, yeah. then I pray that it just touches so many people. But if it can go beyond, you know, I yeah. pray that it can do that as well. That's yeah. God's word and that's his testimony. This is our testimony in yes. this book. Over yes. and over again, things
testimony
that we have
learned. God's goodness mm-hmm. and lots of scripture, guys.
Yes, a whole yeah. lot. And I think one thing just to add before we get off is one thing I love about this book. Sometimes you read a book and it's absolutely amazing, but you've read it once and you're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
But I really, and I'm not saying this because this is our book, but I think that it's so practical.
Yeah.
And there's so much good scripture and biblical truth, but also like vulnerability and practical truths to take into your mm-hmm. ministry and daily life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I believe that this is a book that you keep close at hand mm-hmm. that will be able to go back to a chapter and go, I yeah. really need to read this again
yeah.
and look over these scriptures and apply this to my life. I think that's something different about this book, that for it sure. is a book that you will continue to go back to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever you're going through a rough patch, mm-hmm. whether it be in friendship, feeling lonely, whether it be with your husband or wife, or your kids, whatever it is related to ministry, like it's there.
Yeah, for sure.
In the book. So I agree with that. That's good.
I'm so excited, y'all. Do y'all remember when we were just like sitting dreaming about like, what if we wrote a book?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's like here. Like it makes me kind of teary because I'm like, wow. Yeah. Like God has just blown us away, honestly, and just shown us each and every time that we step out and we are obedient with the little thing that he gives us, he's just blown our minds with what he's done with it. And we're just so excited to see what he does with this book through the people who get to read it. I'm just pumped.
I know, I can't wait. Just pumped.
Pumped.
Let's go celebrate. Okay, it's early, but let's go do it. We love you guys.
Yes.
Let's
Bye.
Go.
Bye.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Are we dancing?
Okay. We're okay. dancing. We're mm-hmm. here. We're gonna go and party.
Yeah. You said get hyped.
Yeah.
Get oh, we did.
Hyped. We did say hyped.
Jess was crumping.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.